After Mayor Gray named you chief, the head of the Fraternal Order of Police Bluegrass Lodge said that he thinks you're innovative. What sorts of new ideas do you bring to the department?
Law enforcement in the 28 years I've been associated with has never faced what we face now with the national attention and scrutiny. And so we have to be prepared about that and looking about how we constantly re-envision ourselves, being open to suggestions, being creative with how we're doing policing. So we have to be innovative and be insane. Let's look at when crime goes up and why those reasons are and how we can really affect those reasons other than just putting people in jail. That is an old model, Tom, that law enforcement has relied on, and that is simply a Band-Aid fix for issues that are going on in societies.
Incarceration is a big topic.
It is. And 20 years ago, the amount of marijuana that you used to carry or used to have on you could be a felony charge. And so an individual 20 years ago now has a felony for something that's legalized today. So there are shifts in societal needs and the way that people perceive issues. So they've paid their debt to society, and we say, now you're free to do what you want to do. But really, that's hanging over their head for the past 17 years. When you go to an employer, they're saying, well, you're really not employable because you have a felony. And even though felony may be for a drug charge that is now legalized today. Well, I'm a huge proponent, and I talk to people all the time about reentry programs for felons that have come out, looking and setting time limits to make sure that they're not reoccurring issues that's going on with the individual, and then allowing them a second chance, a true second chance, not just one on paper, but a true opportunity to be someone sustainable in our society.
We talk about imprisonment as corrections, but it sounds to me as though that isn't really the outcome.
I talk to a lot of individuals at every neighborhood association, every town hall meeting I go to, every function that I go to. People are always coming up and saying, I have a friend, or I have a drug history, or I have a property crimes history, felony in the past that I can't get rid of, and I can't be employed. What can I do? There are great, great opportunities out there for Jubilee Jobs, OWL, and a lot of other industries that are helping for reentry programs. And if you talk to people into the corrections, that's the one thing that they want to see. They want to see the people that they know are good, have paid their debt, to be able to go back in society and be productive.